Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's Wednesday the 20th of August and we're here to bring you our roundup of all our favourite events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about ragtime, reggae and Siegfried Sassoon.
And I'll be talking about British music and British wines.
I've got cartoon cutouts, comida dell'arte and cheapskates.
Start us off, Anise.
Starting with the cartoon cutouts. So it's nearing the end of the school holidays, but there's still plenty to do in Oxfordshire with little ones, including a show at the Oxford Playhouse this week called Charlie and Lola's Extremely New Play. This is based on the Charlie and Lola characters, who are fictional siblings, and they first appeared in children's books as illustrations. They've gone on to get their own CBB show for fictional characters, that's pretty good. And now they've got this stage show, which was actually adapted and directed by Jonathan Lloyd, who is currently artistic director of the Pegasus Theatre, but used to be artistic director of the Polka Theatre, which is a children's theatre in London, where this show was created. So weirdly enough, it's a London children's theatre creation, but with a very interesting local connection. The characters in the book and in the animation are sort of drawn and illustrated in a 2D sort of way, so it very much looks like in the stage show they've stepped out of the book because they're the cartoon cutouts of the characters. There's not humans playing them, but they're puppeteered by five different puppeteers. And the voices are also children's recorded voices and not the performers' voices. So it's really drawing on from the illustration and the books and the TV show to create the stage show rather than create something new from it. So it'll be very familiar. It's very twee, very sort of delightful and cutesy, probably better for younger children than maybe children in their late primary school years who want to kind of engage and do participatory things. But if anyone likes Charlie and Lola, they will like this show. Performances are 11 and 1:30 on Thursday and Friday, and there's an additional 4 p.m. performance on Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse.
It's a nice one for the summer holidays.
Exactly, yeah, a nice little treat before they get locked up back in school or classes.
Now, World War One commemorative event of the week. This is All Quiet on the Western Front at Blackwell's. It's going to be passages read from Eric Maria Marquez's 1929 classic anti-war novel, which was then made into 1930 film, along with extracts from Jones's play The Soldiers Have Taken Our Horses Away, and poems from Philip Larkin's Siegfried Sassoon and Cicely Fox Smith set to original music. Now, this is put on by Tame Youth Theatre, along with a full band, music provided by Black Fox, and it's going to be in the Norrington Room at Blackwell's.
Is it acted or is it being read then? Have they kind of devised and...
It's mostly readings and then I think a sort of performed readings rather than just standing there and...
Rehearsed readings
with accompanying music. And it's all original music as well. It's only £6, £3 concessions and it's on Blackwell's Thursday, 7:30.
More history this time. This is the whole history of Britain presented in 2 hours by the Pantaloons Theatre Company. The outdoor season is also nearly coming to an end, but there's a couple more chances to see some outdoor theatre, including the Pantaloons show, The History of Britain, at the Waterbury Gardens, which is tomorrow from 6 p.m. The show is being billed as historically hysterical, and it's packed with songs, sketches and silliness. And the Pantaloons draw on various performance styles, so they've got sort of clowning and mime and stand-up and comida dell'arte, so it's very, very physical and very, very funny. It very much sounds to me as if Horrible Histories and the reduced Shakespeare Company got together and had a historical baby.
That's a great way to sell it.
But I think that's a good combination, both amazing kind of forms of entertainment put together. And if you need some kind of history buffing up again, it's probably going to be educational as well as entertaining. There's only 4 performers, they call themselves the Loons, which is very fitting, and they present under 2 hours the 2 millennia history of Britain, which is very impressive. So you can catch the Pantaloons and the History of Britain at the Waterbury Gardens. It's 6 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday.
Waterbury is also a beautiful place to go and visit anyway, and we've got a recent review that's up on Daily Info if you want to check out and read more about it.
So this bank holiday weekend, we've also got the annual Towersy Festival happening. And this year is very special because it's the 50th anniversary of Towersy Festival.
Lots of 50s this year. We are also 50 this year.
Ah. Although last year they kind of cheated because last year they said, oh, it's our 50th one. And now this year they're saying, oh, it's our 50th anniversary, which is technically true, but I feel like it's a bit of a cheat.
Dragging it out, see what they do next year. Mm. Celebrating that last year was a good year.
So what started out as a folk music festival has now grown to feature, as well as music, spoken word, theatre, lots of workshops. I remember particularly going to the lantern workshop making in my youth.
Do you still have the lantern?
I don't still have the lantern.
Doesn't kind of light, light your room at night?
It may have actually flown away.
Oh,
I'm not
that's
sure.
Nice.
There's a lot of musical workshops, like beginner's guitar and some beginner's music theory. There's also poetry and comedy, so a bit of everything, really. And for everyone as well, so there's also the Towersy Children's Festival, which is a major attraction there. And for slightly older people, the Real Ale and Cider Festival.
Yes.
Slightly older, over 18s.
Yeah, which has a range of artisan beers and ciders, a lot of them from the surrounding areas. The headliner this year will be folk legend Richard Thompson, who co-founded the group Fairport Convention and basically reinvented British folk rock. So there you go, get down to see that. A lot of the money goes to local charities and trusts, and there are still tickets available online, which range from an £8 limited day ticket.
That's such a bargain.
Mm. Yeah, all the way up to the full weekend camping ticket, which for adults is £160. It also looks to be quite dry weather-wise this weekend, so...
I think it's going to be the coldest weekend for the bank holiday in a while, but... Yeah. Not soaking. Now, before the weekend on Friday, there is a very interesting cross-cultural poetry evening taking place at the East Oxford Community Centre. It's from 7:30pm and it's called A Bird Is Not a Stone.
This sounds like such an amazing event.
This is brilliant. It's an evening organised by the Backroom Poets, who are an Oxford-based poetry group who organise readings and workshops, often at the Albion Beatnik, but this time they've gone from Jericho to East Oxford. And it will feature readings from contemporary Palestinian and Scottish writers. So, considering the current crisis in Gaza and far less divisive, not at all comparable, Scottish referendum impending, but two kind of major political events, it's really interesting to combine these two cultures in terms of their contemporary experiences and that then being related through poetry. Apparently the idea came from Palestinian and Scottish writers meeting at the House of Poetry, which is in the United Arab Emirates, just to make it even more globally confusing than it was already.
How did they end up in Oxford?
Well, it's part of a tour, in fact. So they had the first The Bird Is Not a Stone event at the Edinburgh International Book Festival last week, and it's going on to Glasgow and Liverpool before it comes down to Oxford. So I imagine there's just different poets from different communities in those areas who are bringing it to them. So the Backroom Poets, I think, are in touch with the organisers of this main event. Tickets cost £5, and the readings start from 7:30pm at the East Oxford Community Centre.
Sounds really interesting. Now, another staple of the August Bank Holiday weekend is, of course, Notting Hill Carnival. I'm planning to go this weekend, but if you can't get down, then go to the Carnival warm-up gig at the Cellar. So if you are going, or if you're not, but if you want to get a bit of the flavour, it's going to be reggae, dancehall, soca, afrobeat and jungle, which is amazing. It's run by Positive Vibes, who had one of the biggest, baddest sound systems at this year's Cali Road Carnival.
Okay.
You will have heard it from wherever you were.
No matter where you are.
They were originally based in Oxford, now they've moved to London, but they haven't forgotten us. They make sure they come back all the time, often coming to the Cellar. It's 9 till 3am, free before 11:30 and £5 afterwards, and more details on their Facebook page or on their Twitter, which is Positive Vibe Crew, CRU.
And now for something on Saturday night at Fusion Arts, which is the community art charity based also at the East Oxford Community Centre. They're hosting another of their excellent pop-up gig and gallery nights. So these events are sort of semi-regular, I think they haven't had one for a while, and they feature artists, so that's visual artists, and musicians who exhibit and then play alongside each other for an evening, and then the art is left up as an exhibition for a little while longer. The majorly exciting thing, though, about this particular night is that Alex and Sean Pratchett, who are they? They are going to be unveiling and displaying their complete World Cup Panini sticker album.
Absolute legend.
So you may remember earlier this summer, there was some sort of like really big football competition in Brazil.
I spent an absolute fortune on the sticker book.
And the sticker books were a way of us all over the world to join in the fun, and you can have stickers of the players. But a local Oxfordshire couple decided to do it themselves, and they drew every single footballer, that's 639 footballers, by hand. And for the first time ever, they're going to actually be displaying this in Oxford at this Fusion Arts pop-up gig gallery night, which is amazing! So they became known as the Panini Cheapskates, and they made local and national news with their little pictures. They've got a Twitter account, do check them out, they're really funny. And as well as those legends, there's going to be some music from Big Tropics, Be Good, Reichenbach Falls and Sophie McGrath, as well as other local artists who produce more kind of trained work than not just drawing footballers. You pay a £3 to £5 donation as entry fee, and then the gig and pop-up gallery event is from 8 to 11 p.m. this Saturday.
Now, if you want to find out more about any of these events, there are more details on dailyinfo.co.uk.
There are also reviews of events in Oxford and guides to walks in Oxford, Oxford in French, places to go and eat, to shop, to read, everything you need to know to live in Oxford.
On Saturday and Sunday this weekend is the long-awaited Oxford Wine Festival, which will be at the Oxford Union. Tickets are £19.50 online, and they each include 6 free wine vouchers.
Yeah, they're not full glasses of wine, I checked it. It's like 25 mil.
You can see me gasping. I know. Okay, so 6 free tasters.
Yeah. Okay. It does not glass. It pretty much
so pretty much
like
a glass.
A glass of wine.
Okay, yeah. That's normal. That's good.
Plus, you get to wander around the event and check out all the things going on.
You can smell a lot of wine for that amount as well, probably. You can get a lot of good sniffing in.
Also, apparently, alcohol in moderation improves your sense of smell, according to new scientists. There you go. So go on down.
So the more you taste, the better you get at tasting it.
Yeah,
and smelling it. And then probably not so much tasting it or smelling it eventually. There probably is a point where it peaks.
Sliding scale and then off a cliff.
Yeah, it probably peaks after 6 25 mil tastes. That's probably your best smelling point.
So once you buy your ticket, you can then book yourself onto the tasting sessions. Such as, there's a 6:30 p.m. session on the Sunday evening, which will be a tasting of English wine with Jane Parkinson, the wine expert from BBC Saturday Kitchen. That would be interesting. The featured wines are from over 20 countries and 40 different regions, and there are going to be more than 25 exhibitors there. It should be quite a big kind of festival.
And lots of the tastings are already selling out as well, so
yeah, selling
don't
out,
wait.
We sold out already, so make sure you book your tickets now.
There's also going to be food stalls there and live jazz from the Oxford Jazz Agency. There will also be a pop-up bar and another tasting venue at the Wine Bar 1855 in the Castle Complex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you want to purchase any of the wines after, they probably won't all break the bank. This year at the International Wine Challenge, judges actually awarded a £6 Asda own brand wine with a gold medal.
Whoa.
So there you go.
That's
so
going to be out of stock by the time the weekend.
So the sessions on each day are 1 till 5 p.m. or 6 till 10 p.m.
Another festival this weekend, we've had wine and now on to flowers. There's a gigantic floral festival taking over Lady Margaret Hall from Friday to Sunday this weekend. It's called Flowers at Oxford and it's going to be open from 9:30 to 5:30 each day and feature stars of the floristry and flower arranging world and a celebration of all things floral. So you can walk around the grounds and there's going to be loads and loads of displays in various rooms, so it's a really nice way to look into a kind of less visited Oxford College because it's a little bit further uptown, look at the beautiful rooms and be overwhelmed with the scent of flowers. There is also going to be a whole wedding section, so you can have a look at the bouquets you might want to throw over your shoulder on your special day, and an interesting exhibition in which floristry designers and textile designers have collaborated to make collages of certain landscapes, so a kind of cross arts exhibition there. Tickets cost £35, or the price of a really nice bouquet of flowers. And the entry fee does allow you pretty much access to everything. You get entered into a competition as well, so you can definitely get your money's worth of blossoms and buds. It's the Flowers Oxford Festival. It's Friday to Sunday at Lady Margaret Hall.
LMH have been on it this summer.
They've had so many events, haven't they?
They've had the pop-up cinema with the Phoenix, and Macbeth by Creation have been on there. Yeah, well done, guys.
And they've got a jazz festival coming up soon as well, I
really?
Think. Really?
Yeah. Amazing. Another festival, though, Foodies Festival, is back for its 8th year in Oxford, I think, in South Park, coming for the whole weekend, Friday to Saturday. Now, tickets are about £12, but there is a promo code. If you use Foodies 2-for-1, you get 2 tickets for a tenner. Last year, over 24,000 people went over 3 days. It's going to be open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and 11 till 6 on Monday. There's so much going on, you wouldn't be able to see all of it or eat all of it, but you can have a go. There's going to be a street food section, vintage tea tent, Pim's tent, Ibiza riot bar, a meat eating competition, chili challenge, barbecue challenge. Then in the chef's theatre, there's going to be a mix of local talent and more well-known names. For example, on Saturday, you could go see Chris Bentham from The Black Boy in Headington, followed by Natalie Coleman, MasterChef winner from 2013. Fullest of all the people performing or speaking are going to be on the foodiesfestival.com website.
Will there be Christine from the Bake Off last year?
Probably.
She better be there. She better be there. Represent, Christine, come on.
There's also children's cookery workshops and a big banqueting area in the middle for scoffing all the food after you've like sort of picked up one thing you want to get. I reckon you could probably make back your entry ticket on just little tastings alone. If you do a couple circuits, you can probably make it back. So 2 tickets for £10, really not that bad, and on all weekend.
I think you can also get a £6 ticket from Vouch.
Ooh, they often have some good deals. Basically, you don't need to pay full price if you don't want to.
Yeah,
there's options out there. Do some research. Now, the Discovering Tutankhamun exhibition is the major show at the Ashmolean this summer, but there's also another smaller and totally different special exhibition until the 12th of October called The Eye of the Needle. And this is displaying for the first time ever some 17th century embroideries from the Fella collection alongside some of the Ashmolean's own embroidery artefacts. And the exhibition aims to explore the context of these works and explain what they reveal about the society and the economy and the culture of 17th century England. particularly in relation to the sort of female social status, because embroideries were mostly made by women and it was a mother-to-daughter passed on skill. So whether you're interested in sociology or the history of the 17th century or sewing and crafts and needlework, this exhibition kind of covers all of that for you. There's a lot of very small and dainty artefacts, and it will require some concentration to kind of really appreciate what they're showing. So definitely go to this early in the day. Don't go to this after discovering Tut or after like a long session in the Ashmolean. It's kind of, I think, quite a demanding attention to detail to appreciate the works that they've got. It's on until the 12th of October at the Ashmolean and called The Eye of the Needle.
A lot of the Ashmolean can put on any exhibition, and from within their own collections, whether it's out
always
or in their
tie
stores,
something in.
They can pull something out.
Something which hasn't even been on display. I think they're showing things which aren't part of their normal collection. Where do they keep it all?
They must have a huge storehouse somewhere. Anyway, an awesome gig for Tuesday. I've been listening to this all morning. It sounds really, really good. The Bohème Ragtime Jazz Band are an incredible eight-piece jazz band with 20 instruments and special guests. They play Dixie Ragtime and 20s jazz, plus old Hungarian jazz standards. Apparently they're massive in Eastern Europe. And they've won loads of awards, recorded 17 albums, and they sound incredible.
17 albums?
Yes.
They should add that. 8 musicians, 20 instruments, 17 albums.
They sort of come to Oxford via Budapest, New York and New Orleans, their sound. And they're going to be at St Michael and All Angels Church in Summertown, not the one in Marston, there's a couple in Oxford. 8 o'clock on Tuesday, tickets are £10 and it's going to be really, really good fun.
Now, the Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition is also in its 50th year, like Dilly Info, like the Towersey Festival.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday to you guys. And it showcases some of the best nature photography worldwide. So the major exhibition features images entered from the whole world round, and it tours. So first it opens at the Natural History Museum, and now we've got it this summer in Oxford at our Natural History Museum. And it's here until the 15th of September. And it's being shown in the main court area for free, so just the main entrance when you go into the massive hall with the dodo and various dinosaurs. Okay. It's all there. And as well as the photos, there's information about the animals and how the shot was set up. So whether you're a nature fanatic or whether you're interested in photography skills, you get to kind of learn a bit about both and appreciate a major award-winning pictures. And they've got loads and loads of categories, and some of the photos are entered by really young children who take a much better picture than we do, and from all over the world as well. The exhibition used to be hosted by Science Oxford for a few years, but now that the Natural History Museum's had its roof redone, I think it's reclaiming it. So if you've been to this before and you're confused about if it's the same or different, it's the 2013 winning photos from the Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition. And it's at the Natural History Museum until the 15th of September.
That's it for this week's events. I do have one more that's just to bring to your attention for a couple of weeks' time, because I think this one's going to sell out. This is Ian McEwan at the Sheldonian Theatre, and it's going to be on the 4th of September. Now, Ian McEwan doesn't really need much introduction. He's winner of and 6 times nominee of the Man Booker Prize, won for Amsterdam. He wrote During Love, Atonement, Saturday on Chisel Beach. His new novel, The Children Act, is going to be released 2 days before this.
So and there's 2 days to read it.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much the launch event for the book, and it's going to be £5 only to go and hear him talk about the book. He first spoke about it, gave a preview at the Oxford Literary Festival this year in April in the Sheldonian, and it's going to be a book about a 17-year-old boy whose parents turned down on religious grounds medical treatment for a really bad medical condition, and it's mostly focused on the High Court judge who has to make a moral and emotional decision about his future, classic McEwan, this sort of stuff. But it's called The Children Act, and it's going to be a talk by him and followed by a book signing, obviously, where you can buy the book. But yeah, book
have a chat, get a selfie.
Book in advance for that one. Tickets are available on the Waterstones website, £5 Sheldonian, 4th of September.
So those are all of the events this week and one in a couple of weeks for the Oxcast.
If you do go to any of these events and want to review it, you can submit a review on Daily Info or find out more details about any of the events and more on Daily Info too.
You can also find jobs and adverts for accommodation on Daily Info, reviews and a whole guide to living in Oxford.
And for more information, you can follow us on Twitter @Daily Info Oxford or like our Facebook page by searching Daily Info Oxford.